This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The new Marvel superhero movie Black Panther is breaking records, and it is not even out yet. Fandango says the first 24 hours of advance ticket sales beat the sales for Captain America: Civil War, thus setting a new bar for Marvel. Marketplace's Ryan Kailath reports the studio has been promoting the movie a ton, but there has also been a whole lot of grassroots support.
Alex Ogawa writes and tweets about black nerd culture under her secret identity, Clarkeisha Kent. I asked her, just how overdue is this movie?
Yeah, super, super, super overdue.
She says black people see themselves represented in this film in a way no movie has done in decades. Instead of a black sidekick, it's got a black director, all black cast, and black superhero star.
He's super smart, super capable, super rich, and, you know, super black too.
Disney, which owns Marvel Studios, has given the film a solid marketing push. The first trailer aired during the NBA Finals last summer, and a new one aired Monday during college football playoffs. Projections have Black Panther breaking $1 billion in sales. A lot of those are being driven by social media and word of mouth. People across the country are setting up watch parties and making a thing out of it.
I wanted to give kids in Harlem the opportunity to go see Black Panther, who otherwise may have never had the opportunity.
Frederick Joseph set up a GoFundMe campaign to buy tickets and refreshments for kids from the Harlem Boys and Girls Club. He figured he'd raise a few $1,000s, with any excess going to the club.
Last I checked, we were at $35,000.
GoFundMe enjoyed his campaign so much, they set up a Black Panther challenge, where the first 10 copycat campaigns would get $100. Joseph says there are now 45 similar groups around the country. As for his own viewing plans, he's been so busy with the campaign, he forgot to buy tickets. In New York, I'm Ryan Kailath for Marketplace.